Back to One-on-One with DP. Sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation on 93.7 The Ticket.
We have one final segment here on 93.7 The Ticket. This is One-on-One. I'm Jake Bachman. He is Austin Orman. I will be sticking around for Bach in the Black Shirt. Coming up next, Estrell Farley will jump in studio for in just a few minutes. Austin, of course, you've got Old School coming up with Jay here in this afternoon. What are we looking forward to on Old School?
Oh, it's going to be a fantastic show. I know you are very surprised to hear that. But no, we're going to have some fun. There is that Matt Rhule quote that I brought up about not asking coaches to coach a way or a scheme that they haven't done before going out the window. That seems like it explains a lot about Nebraska football recently. So we will absolutely talk about that. On three, read Bill Moose's book and ranked teams that changed conferences from 2010 to 2020 in order of how happy they are with the move. And Nebraska came in at number 10.
Not
really
happy.
Far down the list, very unhappy. So I think that's worth diving into. Obviously, some Nebraska men's basketball against Penn State. Probably a little bit of a Nebraska baseball, but plenty of spring ball, right? Still plenty more audio to dive into. Plenty more interesting stuff that was said. I know Jay wants to get to the offense today, right? We started with the defense yesterday. Shocker to anyone that hasn't listened to Old School. We start with the defense with the linebacker. So, yeah, we'll dive into some Husker football offense at some point.
But of course, you also have your Duke shirt on today. Going to be a big weekend to take on Michigan. Can they dethrone the number one team?
Can they? Yes. Will they? That's a whole nother can of worms. Michigan likes to play pretty fast. They play at about 72 possessions per game. Duke has gotten better since they slowed it down, about 66 possessions per game. Duke doesn't shoot it great from three. Michigan's front line will overwhelm, you know, even a Duke team that's gone more to your NBA size standard in a lot of ways. So Michigan's going to be favored. Let me see if I can pull up the numbers here real quick. Surprisingly close for a game in D.C. KenPom has Michigan by two. I would expect the Wolverines to win. I think they're a little deeper. They've been a little bit more consistent. But I still think Cam Boozer's probably the best player on the court. Whichever backcourt shows up, I think, is going to be the difference. Duke, you know, still has some questions there. And Michigan's guys, I feel, are due for a little bit of a come down. We'll see who takes it more personally. Elliot Cadeau, the North Carolina transfer, or the Duke guys that, you know, still don't like the North Carolina transfer. So, no, I think it's a fantastic game. I mean, you have that one going on. You have Houston, Arizona going on as well, right before Houston heads to Kansas. What a weekend of college hoops. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it definitely feels like March is just around the corner, and it sure is. I don't know if you saw this, but maybe you can finish the sentence for me. Two Georgia football players
were arrested for something to do with driving.
Charged with speeding. That's right. At max limits. Their linebackers, Chris Cole and Darren Ikenagaban, were arrested Wednesday night on misdemeanor charges of speeding.
Man.
It is ridiculous how often this has happened in Athens. What is going on?
Is this a scheduled tweet or was this breaking news?
This apparently is new. This is a new thing.
What the heck, man?
Is crazy how often this is happening. Especially with the same team. He's just like, I can't wrap my head around it. And we do this every time this happens. It's just like the same conversations of like, how is this possible? And Georgia obviously continues to be a great team. Kirby Smart, one of the best college football coaches in the nation. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they just gonna have to like ban vehicles until you graduate. And graduate's a strong word. Georgia doesn't graduate a whole lot of players, but until your eligibility runs out.
Right. I mean, there's that option. There's get a sponsorship with Uber to keep your guys eligible.
A big
but
one.
Not like speeding is the only thing that can go wrong when you hop in an Uber, right? You got to make sure you're on your best behavior, even in an Uber, which I had actually a bunch of fantastic experiences with down in Phoenix. So
did you?
Shout out to, I'm not really a social guy. So most of them are just, you know, sit there, drive. I'm trying to do social media stuff on my phone, but did talk to a couple interesting people driving. They were on time. They were prompt. They picked me up. They dropped me off.
5-star reviews. Did you leave?
I didn't leave the reviews. I did leave the tips though.
Right? Oh,
I'm trying to be a nice person in the service industry. Uber would have its own issues, but I think if you're Kirby Smart at this point, I am pushing my athletic director, my marketing people, get us a deal basketball team seems to be fine. Baseball team seems to be fine. All these other programs seem to have it under control. So you would think that, you know, just having to do the football team, I know that's a lot of bodies. Now you got to have a lot of people available in the greater Athens area. But do the Uber XLs, right? Carpool to class. You know, you live on force them to live on campus. And so that'll cut down on the bill a little bit.
I just can't imagine speeding if I'm a Georgia foot. Like, I would be the most defensive driver, make sure I'm not, you know, no California stuff. So I would just make sure I'm not the next Georgia guy in the headlines for speeding. But apparently, I think that's, I don't know, part of initiation or something down there.
The Georgia football fraternity get a you know, 25 over or more speeding ticket. You're in. You made it.
Gosh. Very strange. That same headline pops up all the time. All right, that'll wrap it up for One-on-One today. Bach and the Black Shirt coming up next. As you heard, Austin will be waiting in the wings with Jay Foreman for Old School starting at 3. We'll update you, continue to update you on Nebraska softball as they're going on, and have a whole lot of entertaining responses and reactions to the clips from yesterday's press conference with Terrell Farley coming up next here on Bach and the Black Shirt.
Some days you just want to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort, reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll always look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.